So you are aware, new inflation numbers will be coming out very soon. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 8th day of August. Thanks for being here. In other news, Zoom, the company that surged during the work-from-home boom, wants folks back in the office. The sinking revenue stream for Beyond Meat has made the news. New data out of China is a concern for the global economy. We'll report on that. Journalists are working on the name of their organization, and we'll tell you why. We had hoped for a different story about used cars, but not going to happen. We've got the Wall Street Report, and it's hard to believe, but a major book publishing company has just been sold by Paramount. Let's check the headlines.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, we say this every day, and we mean it, that you have come by to listen to us talk about the business news headlines. Hey, you want to reach us on Twitter, now X, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, we're at Insight on Business. Well, the numbers are hopeful. Last year at this time, inflation was at about 9%. Since then, it has cooled to 3%. But getting to the Fed target of 2% is going to prove to be tricky. And something you should know, coming up on Thursday, the government will issue inflation data for July. Economists expect it to show a slight pickup in a year-over-year inflation to 3.3%. If that happens, it would be the first such increase after 12 months of decline. So stay tuned. Well, the company exploded during the pandemic and the work-from-home boom. Well, now Zoom wants its workers back in the office at least part-time. The Associated Press is reporting the video conferencing pioneer is asking employees who live within a 50-mile radius of its offices to work on-site 2 days a week, according to a statement released by Zoom. The statement said the company has decided that a structured hybrid approach, meaning employees that live near an office, need to be on-site 2 days a week to interact with their teams. And they say that is the most effective way of work for Zoom. So, does that mean that productivity at Zoom is less than optimum as those workers use Zoom to work? That's a fair question. Meanwhile, Google, Salesforce, and Amazon are among major companies that have also stepped up their return to office policies despite a backlash from some employees. And guess what? Zoom is getting the same employee pushback as well. When launched, Beyond Meat billed itself as a smart alternative to traditional protein. But consumers seem not to be buying that line, at least not anymore. The AP is reporting that Beyond Meat said its revenue plunged by 30.5% in the second quarter as consumer demand for its burgers, sausages, and other products fell despite price cuts. In a conference call with investors, Beyond Meat president and CEO Ethan Brown said the company faced tough comparisons to the second quarter of 2022 when a new beef jerky product generated sales and restaurants were reopening and placing big orders. Brown said the company is also struggling to appeal to new customers because of perceptions that its products are unhealthy and overprocessed. Brown said a ad campaign launched last week will better explain its clean and simple manufacturing process and highlights the product's health credentials. U.S. revenue dropped by 40% as both retail and food service sales weakened. The company is hoping more fast food outlets will start to use its products, which could help make up lagging consumer sales. It was another down day on Wall Street as investors digested weak data coming out from China and concerns raised by Moody's about some U.S. banks. Those numbers from today, coming at you in just a bit. So what is the deal with China anyway? The AP is reporting that China's exports plunged by 14.5% in July compared with a year earlier, adding to pressure on the ruling Communist Party to reverse an economic slump. Imports, meanwhile, tumbled 12.4%, says customs data, in a blow to global exporters that look to China as one of the biggest markets for industrial materials, food, and consumer goods. The ruling party has promised measures to support entrepreneurs and to encourage home purchases and consumer spending, but hasn't announced large-scale stimulus spending or tax cuts. Forecasters expect those steps to revive demand for imports have to happen, but they say it will all be gradual. So no, we did not know about this until we read about it in a presser from the Associated Press. It seems the Native American Journalists Association, which we did not know about, is considering changing their name to become the Indigenous Journalist Association. So you might ask, why would that be? Well, they say it's a move inspired in part by evolving trends in cultural identity. Here's the story. The name Native American is associated with Indigenous people from, you guessed it, the lower 48 states in the U.S. And that leaves out many journalists in Alaska, Hawaii, and even in Canada, where the group was founded back in 1983. The 950 members will vote yet this month, and it's expected the name will change. There you go. See what we all learn here. You know, not long ago, we had a story that indicated the price of used cars was headed downward. And while that may be true, new data suggests you can't find a used car today for much under 20 grand. MarketWatch is reporting that used cars are slightly cheaper these days, but prices remain nearly 50% higher than back in 2019, and people have fewer options than ever before of scoring anything for less than 20 G's. Our friends at iccars.com said that they analyzed prices of about 11 million used vehicles up to 5 years old and found that cars selling for under $20,000 made up about 12% of the used car market this year. However, back in 2019, 49% of used cars came in at under $20,000. Analyst Carl Bauer from iccars.com, and who's been on with us in the past, says that in 2019, used car shoppers with a budget of $15,000 could afford over 20% of the late model used car market. Today, that budget gets only access to 1.6% of the used car market. The result is that people are holding on to their older cars rather than opting for a newer used car that may be out of their price range. And yeah, we're going to get Carl back in to talk about all of this and more. Yesterday, Wall Street was flying high. Today, not so much. The Dow was off by 158 points to close at 35,314, while the NASDAQ fell by 110 points to 13,884, and the S&P 500 was off by 19 points to 4,499. Investors were reacting to the data out of China, as well as Moody's Investors Service downgrading the credit ratings of 10 banks and placing six banking giants on review for potential downgrades. All of that rattled investors and brought back bank failure fears. West Texas Intermediate crude gained 90 cents on the day to close at $82.84 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with perhaps the future of books. Paramount has confirmed the sale of book publishing behemoth Simon & Schuster to private equity firm KKR. The $1.62 billion deal comes after Paramount previously attempted to offload the third largest U.S. publisher to rival Penguin Random House, but the deal was stymied by a federal judge who considered it anti-competitive. The New York Times writes that the sale of the publisher of authors such as Stephen King and Ruth Ware marks a major changing of the guard in the book business. Paramount, by the way, put Simon & Schuster up for sale way back in early 2020. So what is the future of books? Stay tuned. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.